Thank you for joining us for this episode of FEA Today. My name is Matt Costella, director of the Fundamental Evangelistic Association, headquartered at the Grace Bible Church in Fresno, California. Our hope and prayer is that this brief program will encourage you in the things of the Lord and direct your attention to God's Word as you seek to make sense of the world in which you find yourself today. During our past several episodes of FEA Today, we've really taken the time to consider the topic of judging or judgment. Many people today believe that believers who exercise discernment and attempt to make a distinction between truth and error in the world or in the church are guilty of judging. And they often turn to Matthew chapter 7 and tell us that we are to judge not and that we should not criticize any other person or belief or teaching. And yet we find from God's word that the Bible tells us to do exactly the opposite. While the Bible forbids hypocritical judgment, we are commanded to exercise biblical discernment. And so we've been considering some answers to the question, who are you to judge me? We've been considering answers to that question from God's word, from the Bible. And I want today to briefly review what we've considered so far and kind of conclude this study on judging and judgment. First of all, we need to make people aware of the fact that we are imperfect, sinful people, but we are viewed now by God in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12 tells us that it is God's grace that teaches us that we are not perfect, we are not sinless, but at the same time, we have responsibility to exercise discernment or judgment, humbly admitting that we're sinful people, but because of what Jesus Christ has done, we can now actually live a life that pleases God. Because of our standing in Christ, we can and must say no to sin now. And in order to say no to sin, we need to make judgments and exercise biblical discernment. We also considered, again, Matthew chapter 7, the text that is so often used to condemn those who exercise discernment. And yet here in Matthew chapter 7, in the first five verses, we find that Jesus does forbid hypocritical judgment, and yet as Christians, we still have a responsibility to judge and exercise discernment. This is what Jesus says in verse 5 of Matthew chapter 7. And if we were to continue reading in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus actually commands us to beware of false teaching and false teachers in verse 15. And in order to beware, that means we need to make judgment calls. We must exercise discernment. So first we want to make the point clear that we are imperfect people, but we're viewed by God in the righteousness of Christ. And because of that, it leads us to our second answer. We don't know the heart. We don't know the motives of other people, but we can recognize behavior and beliefs. We must be very careful not to judge the heart or not to judge the motive of other people, but what they do and say is imperative that we make judgment calls. And we considered several texts in relation to this. Matthew, again, chapter 7, Jesus makes it clear it is possible to observe the fruit of those who claim to speak the words of the Lord. And in 1 John chapter 4, we are called to exercise judgment and discernment in regard to our spiritual fellowships. And the basis for association or separation from others lies in the fruit of the other person, that is, their beliefs or their doctrines. Those with whom sometimes we must separate may be very pleasant people. They may have many credentials, but it's also possible for them to be dangerous to our spiritual well-being because of what they believe and what they teach. So John exhorts us to try the spirits, whether they be of God. And of course, the way in which we try those spirits is to compare what is being said, what is being written, what is being taught with the truth of the Word of God. We must also make it clear when we are accused of judging that we are called by God to exercise discernment. It is our responsibility. In John chapter 7 and verse 24, we read that we are to judge not according to the appearance, but we are to judge righteous judgment. And we have that responsibility as believers today. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 5, the author of Hebrews was making it clear that the Hebrew believers to whom he was writing, they were dull of hearing, They were spiritual babies. They were unskillful in knowing and using God's word, which resulted in their inability to exercise judgment and discernment. And the author of Hebrews is chastising them for this inability to exercise judgment and discernment because they were not spiritually mature. They were not where they should have been, spiritually speaking. And so the author of Hebrews tells the believers that it's time to move on. It's time to move on to maturity, to grow up. We looked at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, where God calls us to exercise discernment. These verses describe how as Christians we are to quench not the Spirit. And we quench not the Spirit, number one, by receiving God's word. Verse 20, we looked at that last time. When it tells us to despise not prophesying, that don't despise or minimize or belittle the truth of the word of God. Quench not the Spirit through receiving God's word and through exercising discernment. The first part of verse 21, prove all things. Exercise discernment in regard to everything you see or hear, and don't stop being discerning. And of course, the measuring stick by which we measure everything we see or hear is the word of God. That's how we quench not the Spirit. We receive God's word, we exercise discernment. And then the last part of verse 21 and verse 22 of 1 Thessalonians 5 tells us that we then are to apply the word of God. Receiving God's word and even knowing the difference between truth and error means very little if you do not live out what is right. We're to hold fast to that which is good and to abstain from all appearance of evil. Well, the final thing we want to consider is that we are called by God in this world to be lights and to be ambassadors. In other words, we need to declare right from wrong. We need to declare truth from error because it truly matters today. And we represent someone greater than ourselves who knows what is best for his creation. Please understand, as Christians today, God doesn't want us to just accept everything that comes along. God wants us to be lights in a dark world. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew chapter 5, beginning of verse 14, and of course this applies to us today as well. Jesus says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." Here's Jesus' application to this truth. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We're called to be lights today, which means we have to exercise discernment. We have to exercise judgment between what is right and what is wrong in order to be different from the world, and even many times today from the professing church today. Romans chapter 13 and verse 12, the Apostle Paul gives this exhortation. He says, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." If we were to look at Ephesians chapter 6, we're not going to take the time to do that right now, but Ephesians chapter 6, we could see what this armor entails. And the core of that armor is truth and righteousness. It's the opposite of error. It's the opposite of falsehood. We have a responsibility if we are to be lights in a dark world, which we do have that responsibility. We have the responsibility then to put on the armor of truth, the armor of righteousness. In the Old Testament, the book of Proverbs chapter 4, King Solomon writes in verse 14, "Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it, and pass away. Men pass away. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief. And their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." This is our calling. Our calling is to be lights. Our calling is to enter not into the path of the wicked and go not in the way of evil men. This requires us to make judgment calls. It requires us as believers today to exercise discernment. God has called you and me to be ambassadors of Jesus Christ. And that means that we represent him before the world. And again, that representation requires judgment and discernment. If you notice 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 15, Paul says that Jesus Christ died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. We live unto Christ. We live for Christ. We are to be ambassadors, which we read if you look down at verse 17 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, we read, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. And notice this, he hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Notice this, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We are called to be lights. We are called to be ambassadors. We represent our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we opened our study with Proverbs chapter 2, initially several broadcasts ago, Proverbs chapter 2 and beginning in verse 10. I want to go back to this text in closing to wrap things up here. Solomon writes in Proverbs 2:10, when wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness, to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil, and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and they froward in their paths. So we find that what Solomon is writing here to us, it completely supports what the rest of Scripture teaches. This text is teaching us that when we have knowledge and wisdom, we see that in verse 10 of Proverbs 2, this is the foundation of all understanding, of right from wrong, of truth from error. It's found only through the person, work, and word of God. When we have knowledge and wisdom, we will be, notice what the text says, we will be preserved, we will be kept, and we will be delivered, notice verse 11, through discernment. That is discretion. That is understanding. We will be preserved and kept and delivered as we make judgment calls, as we discern. And we will then be kept from, notice what the text says, evil people, those who seek to destroy us, and evil ways. Those are beliefs and behavior that will destroy us. We must be people who exercise godly judgment and discernment between truth and error, between right and wrong. As we have seen, this non-judgmental attitude that permeates the world and the church today is not only completely unbiblical, but it's also devastatingly detrimental to the well-being of not only the body of Christ, but even the good of society. And yet, as we seek to exercise discernment and righteous judgment, we must remember that all judgment or discernment must be clothed in an attitude of love and concern and humility. Now, it might not be taken as such, but that must be the reality in our lives. We don't go around pointing fingers and being the judge and jury, but when we're asked or when the time is right to speak up and give counsel, we have an obligation to judge righteous judgment, to exercise discernment between right and wrong, between truth and error. And as we see from our text in Proverbs, this will keep us, and it can keep others, from heartache and spiritual or even physical destruction. This must be our goal. This must be our prayer. I thank you so much for tuning into this episode of FEA Today, and may the Lord bless you until next time.